You're listening to a special edition of Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm your host, Kevin Kelly, and we call the show Your Connection to Local Music and More. And today's program is going to be really quite unusual for this show, in that, first of all, we're coming to you live on location at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Champaign. It's part of the Children's Science Museum. And it's the opening event for the DOCHA Chamber Music Festival, which is the Downtown Champaign Chamber Music Festival, the second annual. And we're going to hear, actually, an original play called Introducing W.A. Schmutzenberry. It's written by Rami Vamos. Rami Vamos is a music educator at really various levels, teaches at schools in Pelham, New York. He's also on the guitar faculty at Concordia Conservatory in Bronxville and serves as a teaching artist for the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. And it's the first time that the DOCHA Festival has done a program for young people, and we have quite a lot of young people from various schools in attendance right now. So they're experiencing this also for the first time. So we thought this would be a fun way both to kick off the DOCHA Festival and also to bring something new to Live and Local. So without much further ado, we will introduce the show in just a moment. Rami Vamos is going to be playing W.A. Schmutzenberry. We have as Beethoven, Robert Graves, who is Dean of the College of Fine and Applied Arts at the University of Illinois, and yours truly as the narrator. And so I am going to take off my radio hat and go into narrating mode and put on that hat and introducing W.A. Schmutzenberry on Live and Local. W.A. Schmutzenberry on Live and Local.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
No. Good morning.
There's probably no need for me to introduce myself, actually, because as you can see from my outfit, I am an incredibly famous composer. That's right, tis I, Wolfgang Amadeus Schmutzenberry. Now, I am not only a great composer, but I also happen to have a second job in my spare time. I am an MC, or Master of Ceremonies. This means that when I'm not composing great works of genius, I can also be seen making little announcements. Today you're in luck, for I will not only be your announcer, I will also be your very own in-house resident composer. We'll start with announcements, though. Please direct your attention to center stage, as this is where all of the interesting things will be happening. If you are looking at your shoe right now, you are missing the fact that I'm juggling bologna sandwiches. Right now, I'm juggling the bologna sandwiches. Okay, not exactly at this exact moment, but perhaps the juggling of the bologna will happen later, so keep your eyes peeled. Boys and girls, it's always very important when the musicians are playing their instruments to be as quiet as possible. Playing instruments is extremely difficult, and they really, really, really need to concentrate. There will be many opportunities for audience participation. I may call on one or two of you with your hands raised at some point in the show to come up on stage even with me. I think we should practice some audience participation. I need to get my audience participation prop, and we need to test your echoing. Echoing is when you copy whatever it is I do. Good morning. Not bad, not bad. Chamber music is for two or more. It's not so lonely when there's three or four. Each of us with our own part. It's easy for me because I look like Mozart. No, I look like Mozart. No, I look like Mozart. I'm the one with the wig. I'm the one with the tights. kids.
I am. I don't feel like a group of kids.
Oh. You know what? Try this one. You're good. No, you're very good. You know what? You're great. And you are now ready to meet the Pacifica String Quartet, ladies and gentlemen! The Pacifica String Quartet! Yes, Pacifica String
Quartet. I'm the narrator.
You do look different than the last time I saw you, Pacifica String Quartet.
I'm not the Pacifica String Quartet. They're coming later. There's four of them. Yes. I'm just the narrator.
The narrator, I see.
I narrate the show.
You narrate the show.
Explain what's going on, introduce things.
So you're not a string quartet?
I am not a string quartet. I am not even a string.
No, you're not, are you? Well, so I guess that does mean that I should leave, or?
You should get off the stage and allow me to start the show.
Because I thought that I should start the show because
I think
I'm clearly more important because I have a wig. And
we'll be gentle about this, at least to start. And just let me do, there you go. That's it. There you go.
Goodbye. Behind the curtain.
Back. Ow, yeah, that's called feedback. Once upon a time, there lived a composer by the name of Wolfgang Amadeus Schmutzenberry.
I am the greatest composer that mankind has ever known.
Wolfgang Schmutzenberry was a very mediocre composer.
Well, I try hard anyhow.
Despite the fact that most people considered him a dreadful composer, Schmutzenberry wrote music during every waking hour. He composed all day long and most of each night. He was quite prolific, producing over 1,000 works of music before reaching the age of 30.
Incredible. I have written solo sonatas for every single instrument ever made in the history of this world.
Schmutzenberry had a tendency to exaggerate. He was often heard making the outrageous claim that he had written music for every instrument ever invented. This was simply not true.
All right, maybe not every single instrument in the history of the entire world, but I have certainly written music for many, many instruments.
In fact, all of his music was written exclusively for the triangle.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the triangle. The triangle's a great instrument, and besides, triangle players love playing the solo concertos that I write for them.
It was reported that Wolfgang could not even name a single instrument used in an orchestra.
Preposterous! Those are lies spread by my enemies, Schubert and Beethoven, jealous scoundrels! Ugh. Mark my words, one day in the near future, when Schubert and Beethoven are long forgotten, Schmutzenberry will be a household name.
Wolfgang really longed to write a string quartet. He wanted to prove his abilities, but he had never learned the instruments of the quartet.
It's true that I have a little bit of trouble remembering the names of the instrument of the string quartet. That's true.
Let's see, could anybody from our audience help Wolfgang remember the name of the instrument in the string quartet with the lowest sounding pitch?
Does anybody know? Yes! The bass? Is it the bass?
The bass actually doesn't play in a string quartet. No. It's not quite as low as that.
That's close though, I think, yes. A drum? I don't know. Is a drum in a string?
A drum doesn't have strings. A drum needs strings.
Yes, one more. Yes. Yes. A violin. Is that the lowest one? I can't remember.
That's on the upper side of things.
Do you know?
Do I know? I do know.
Yeah. I mean, I know. I know, but I just wanted to... Yeah. Could you tell me, maybe?
The cello?
Oh, yes, of course, cello. Yes, I knew that. I didn't need him to tell me. Cello. We will need one cello, please. Excellent. Oh, a fine cellist indeed. That's great. Wonderful. Cello. You may take your seat.
You do realize that this is not a cello. It's a recorder.
It's
Yes, I did realize that this was not a... I was just... Get the cello! Get the cello with me! I realized that I was testing. I wanted to... You passed. You passed.
Thank
good
you.
Man. Good man. He knows that... Ah, yes, a cello. Fantastic. Wonderful. You may take your seat. This is a cello. He's a fine cellist indeed.
I am afraid that this also is not a cello. It's a trumpet.
Get the cello! I told you to get the...
Why don't we help Schmutzenberry determine what a cello is?
Yes.
Is this a cello?
No.
Oh. Do you know what it is?
It's blue.
A clarinet. Is this a cello?
No.
Oh, no. Wolfgang, it is not. It's a flute. Wolfgang, these are instruments. There we go. These others were instruments of the wind family. You blow into them, the air vibrates the instrument, and then the air around it, but you don't blow into a cello.
You don't?
No.
I mean, of course you don't. I knew that. You would get spit in the cello. Yes, please, take your seat.
So, right is this a cello?
Yes!
This is a cello. Lovely. Brandon Vanos, everybody, the cellist of the Pacifica Quartet. The next instrument that Wolfgang needs is the highest pitched instrument in the group, the violin. Somebody said violin earlier, so there you go. And we'll help him figure out what a violin is.
Ah, terrific. Violins. No?
These aren't violins, are they?
No.
Wolfgang, these are instruments from the percussion family. You're writing a string quartet, so you need instruments from the string family. Percussion instruments make their sounds when you strike, shake, or scrape them.
Well,
if you were to strike a delicate instrument like a violin, you might break it.
What are you still standing there for? Quickly, quickly, before I strike, scrape, and shake you! I wouldn't actually do that to them. It makes them go faster. They're slow, these percussion instruments players.
Are these violins, Wolfgang? Yes, the audience knows a thing or two. Gentlemen, Simeon Ganatra and Sibby Bernhardsen in the role of the violinists of the Pacifica Quartet. Well, Wolfgang, it looks like you have your violins. Do you see the strings? The bow vibrates the strings, which vibrate the air and eventually vibrate your eardrums. That's right.
All right, Mr. Know-it-all.
I do know a thing or two, don't I?
Apparently.
Now all we need is a viola. A viola is an instrument that looks a lot like a violin, only slightly bigger. It also has a slightly lower pitch. And let's help Wolfgang figure out what a viola is.
Ah, delicious, a viola!
Is this a viola? Wolfgang, that's a watermelon. I'm sorry, Schmutzenberry. As I said before, we're looking for a member of the string family of instruments, a string family of instruments, not the wind or percussion families, certainly not the fruit and vegetable families. It looks like we might have a viola.
Is that a viola? Is that a viola?
Masumi Rostad, the violist of the Pacifica Quartet. Wolfgang, looks like we finally have all four of the needed instruments. Schmutzenberry is ready to compose his first string quartet.
Yes. Well, we've had about enough of you. I need to be able to focus on my music now, and you distract me, so I'm afraid you're going to have to leave now. But the kids can stay.
But I'm the narrator.
But the kids can stay.
I'm the narrator.
But you have to, I don't know why, but you distract me for some reason. I have a very complex
Schmutzenberry process. Was very rude to the narrator. And at one point in the story, actually insisting that he leave the stage.
Yes.
Oh, this was obviously preposterous.
Preposterous. But necessary, nonetheless, you are the narrator, and there's a job for a narrator right this way. I think follow that sign to the sign that says job for narrator. That should hold him for a while. Let's see here. It's time for me to start my masterpiece. I would like the first note of my masterpiece to be the lowest sounding note of the lowest sounding instrument, the cello. Didn't quite sound right, did it? The lowest sounding note of the lowest sounding instrument. Let me try again. I don't understand. I'm putting it right where it should be. The lowest sounding note of the lowest sounding instrument, the cello, should be at the bottom of the page. I think I know what I'm doing wrong. It's upside down. Now let me try it. Ah, yes, now that is a nice low note. I would like this note to be played pizzicato, or plucked. This is when the musician uses his finger to vibrate the string. That is exactly how I would like the note to sound. I think I would like to make this piece something nice to dance to. Raise your hand if you like to dance. Ah, almost everybody here likes to dance. That's good, because this is going to be a waltz. A waltz is a dance in a 3-4 time. So you count it like this. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. That's nice. It's good. But is it danceable? I need to test the danceability of this music. Is there a volunteer from my audience that could test the danceability of this music? Would you like to come test the danceability? You don't have to. Would you like to come test the danceability? Come right up this way, sir. We have a volunteer. There's some steps right here. And what is your name, sir? Stephen. Stephen, please come right this way. Stephen, I want you to be very careful. There's an edge to the stage. There's lots of stuff here to trip over. Please test the danceability. Nice. That's a good move. Woo! Look at him go. An excellent, a kick. Fantastic. Bravo. Let's give Stephen a round of applause. Stephen, wonderful job. You will make a wonderful dancer one day. Thank you very much. Clearly, this piece is very danceable, but it's missing something. The piece needs a melody. The melody is something that you can hum, whistle, or sing. The most difficult thing to compose. Fortunately, I am a great master of the melody. Anyone who's heard my works for Solo Triangle will tell you that this is true. I'm going to put my melody in the first violin part. Something wrong with that last note. The rest of it was pretty good, but the last note seems to be a mistake. Let me try that last part again. I guess there's nothing but to be done except for to erase this note. You'd think they'd make a better eraser by now, 19th century, and all we have is a little feather. I guess I better move on. Perhaps it is time to make some use of the viola. Hardly seems necessary. Everything's sounding quite nice, but after all, it wouldn't be a string quartet if we got rid of them completely, would it? No offense or anything. I'm going to give this guy something very simple to play. A single note. genius. It's simple, but it's pure genius. I love it. I'm going to make this note staccato or choppy. Staccato, staccato, staccato. Genius! It's wonderful. This staccato note will sound so good with my legato or smooth melody. It's brilliant! Pure genius! I love it! I may be brilliant, but I must have to be careful not to smear the ink here. We need some dynamics, boys and girls. Dynamics are the louds and softs in music. Forte means loud and piano means quiet. We are going to listen to this played both ways, and I will let my audience decide in the end whether my piece is forte or piano. Could we hear this piano, please? Very piano, pianissimo. Now let's hear it forte or loud. Fortissimo! Very loud! Raise your hand if you want it to be piano or quiet. Raise your hand if you want it to be fortissimo or very loud! Very loud it is! All right, excellent. I will put that in the score. Fortissimo! All right. Now, let's see here. We've got dynamics. Ah! I have been struck with a great inspiration. I will add lyrics to my great creation. I will add words. I will add a melody that I will sing, and it will sing my own praises. It's perfect. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. I'm ready to write this whole thing right now. A whole piece of music. Let's go. Score, please. Genius.
Wolfgang Amadeus Schmerzenberry. He is very handsome, and his music is lovely.
Quite nice. It's quite good, isn't it? Hey, they love me. They love me. Wonderful. Yes. But I can't quite help but to feel that there's one thing missing. can't figure out what it is, but there's something missing. Something is missing. It could be some sort of an instrument, but I'm not sure. What is it that's missing? Something is missing, and it's coming to me. It's coming to me. I'm getting some ideas of what's missing. It's coming to me all by myself. I'm realizing that it's missing a triangle. Yeah. It's you. I thought I told you to get lost.
Please, Wolfgang, can't we just be friends? I don't mean to embarrass you. I do find that your music is quite interesting.
You do? Really?
Well, sure. Plus, I'd really like to introduce you to someone who is backstage and who is a big fan of your music.
Ah, fan of my music. Well, I always do like to meet my admirers, as long as they don't get too clingy. Tell me, who is this commoner who enjoys my music so?
He is Beethoven.
I'm sorry, what?
Beethoven.
You said...
Beethoven. Beethoven.
Beethoven? Beethoven's here?
Ludwig van himself.
Ludwig van Beethoven. Not,
Ludwig van Beethoven.
Not Frank Beethoven. Ludwig van
Ludwig
Beethoven.
Ludwig van Beethoven. He's backstage. And he wants to meet you, and I don't think we should keep him waiting.
No, certainly not. We should keep him. We should go. You should go bring out Beethoven right now. I need to look important, though. Is this, can I borrow this? Does this make me look important? It doesn't look that important. I'm sorry. I need to get some music. Probably would. No, that's too many pieces of music. Music. Drop some of the music on the floor. Ah, Beethoven. I was just composing music.
What you say?
It's a pleasure to meet you.
That doesn't make any difference.
I said, excuse me, hello, Beethoven. It's a nice honor to meet you.
No, thank you. I've eaten a lot of grapes for lunch. I don't need anything more. I'm very full.
Beethoven, I hear that you are a big fan of my music. A big fan of... Tell me, what is it about my music that you like so much?
I like grapes right now. That's all.
I think this guy is deaf. You said that... was a big fan of my music, but he can't even hear anything. I mean, did you even ask him if he liked my piece?
Well, no, but I'm sure that he did.
But how do you know?
Well, while you were performing, I collected some of the greatest composers who've ever lived. Scarlatti, Schubert, and Schumann, they were all there.
Scarlatti and Schumann, they were backstage?
That's just the S's. I also got Mendelssohn, Mozart, and Haydn. He even took time out of his busy schedule to attend. I brought them here because, well, I wanted to make friends with you. Well, you were so upset earlier with me, and, well, you probably just thought I was a struggling narrator. But I aspire to be a struggling composer, just like you. I've always looked up to you. I thought that if I brought all of these composers to listen to you, you might forgive me for my thoughtlessness earlier.
Oh. Oh, there. Come on now. Oh, enough with the waterworks already. Please, come. We can be friends. It's okay. You okay?
Sure.
Yes,
sure.
We can be friends.
It's all right.
Yes, it's fine.
Thank
but listen, you. Tell me, you brought all these famous composers backstage, and of all of them that were back there, Beethoven's the only one that had anything nice to say about my music?
Well, he didn't actually say anything, but... when all of the other composers covered their ears and ran to the emergency exit, Beethoven stayed.
He's deaf!
He stayed into the end of the performance.
Completely deaf, though! I told you, you know what, you should have stayed out there. I can't believe this, and I brought you over here, and then all those composers backstage,
you know,
I'm so embarrassed.
Nice.
I don't
know. This is very nice music. Delightful. Narrator, tell me, who wrote this charming music?
I did, sir. Do you really like it?
Well, it's quite nice, yes.
But I thought that you were deaf.
Well, it's true. I cannot hear with my ears, but I have an ear in my mind. I can read the music, and I can see that this is very good. You have real potential if you keep at it.
You really think so?
Well, of course I do. When I first started composing, I could not have written anything as good as, let me show you, this piece of music that I have just written. my opus 59.
Well, can we take a look at it? Can we listen to it?
Yes, yes. Here, open it up, and let's hear. That doesn't sound right. Let's take that out and throw that away. Start again, please.
Wrong piece. Composition lessons with you?
Me too.
Well, yes, I think that could be arranged, but you know, all this talk about music, I'm very hungry now. Do you think we could get a bite to eat now, please?
Sure, but before we go, Beethoven, tell me, do you like the triangle?
Well, I actually don't prefer fish right now. I still want grapes right now, please.
All right.
And now? Composition lesson with Beethoven.
Beethoven, you certainly can't eat a lot of grapes.
Yes, sir. I'm very full.
Tell me, what do you have to teach me?
Well, what do you know about music? Do you know about rhythm?
I I don't know anything about rhythm. I don't know how I made it this far. I've never even heard the word.
Rhythm. Let's see. Rhythm is long notes and then short notes. Long notes and short notes.
Do you have a musical example that we can listen to?
Here, let's see. Let's play some music, and you tell me what are the long notes.
Let's hear this whole thing. Okay. All right.
Right. Which are the long notes? This.
Well, let's see. Can you give me the first two notes of that piece? Ah. Short note followed by the second one is the long note.
That's yes.
One more time. Short, long?
Yes. You're starting to get it.
Starting to get it. Can you play another phrase? I'm going to see if I can find another long note.
Okay. Yes.
There it is. There's the long notes, right there.
You're finally getting it. You're finally getting it.
I love long notes. Long notes are clearly the best. Long notes are much better than short notes, right?
No, not at all.
I like long notes better than
rhythm is long notes and short notes together.
Who needs the short notes is what I'm saying. Long notes are the ones that, you know what? Your piece is about long notes. It's about long notes. The long note is the hero. I promise. Watch. I'll show you what I mean. The long note is the hero of this piece.
Long notes, you know these are my favorites. I do not like the notes
that are short.
Long notes, you know these are my favorites. I do not like the notes
that are short.
Oh, how I do love the notes that are long. Long notes, you know these are the best. Please don't give me the rest. Please just give me some. Some notes are long like a mile. Some notes last for a while. And that makes me smile. These notes are not tired. They have not expired. No, they are inspired to go on forever and ever.
Long notes, you are treated unfairly. Oh, long notes, how I wish we could marry. We'd have a family with beautiful babies. And they would grow up to be long.
No, you cannot write only with long notes. Oh, you must. You're wrong.
I have the greatest idea for a piece. Please just let me show you.
Okay.
My piece will consist of this note.
That's all?
This long note.
How long? How long a note?
Well, I think we could probably finish this note by next Thursday. Is that too long?
Thursday, no. They will not stay here till Thursday.
Well, I can probably get the note finished by Wednesday, depending on the weather
conditions. You're all wrong. You need short notes and long notes.
But this is a long, I know it's a tremendously long note, but I think that they would enjoy the note.
Do you want to stay here till next Thursday?
Well, yes. You'd have to miss school. all right. Perhaps we don't have enough time for my note right now, but we might have time for a question or two from our audience. Does anyone have a question for our performers or for our actors, our Beethoven, our narrator, our Schmutzenberian? Yes. Is it easy to play this on the stringed instruments? Is that what your question was? They want to know if playing stringed instruments is easy.
Playing string instruments, actually, it takes a lot of work, and we've all been playing since we were very young. Sabine, how old were you when you started playing the violin? She was 5 years old. How old were you when you started playing the violin?
Three.
And Brandon, how old were you when you started playing cello?
Six.
I started playing violin, actually, first when I was 4 years old, and viola when I was 12. And you have to practice many, many hours. and it's so worth it because it's so much fun.
I started playing the violin in 1787, so I've been playing for, what is that, a million years now. Yes, another question. Anybody else? Yes, right here. How come you have to do long notes and short notes together? You don't have to, but I think a composer, they make things interesting when they change it up and have lots of different rhythms. There's actually a lot of different rhythms I see on this page. Can we hear a few different rhythms? Yeah, it's much more interesting than if you played those same notes, just one. You might get tired and feel like, I need some short notes there, right? Yes. They're colors, you know, like when you draw a picture, you might, if you just used green, it might be a nice picture, but if you threw out a whole rainbow of yellows and blues and oranges, that could be very exciting.
There's some questions over there.
Yes, right there. Can you say it really loud for me? How do you know what instruments to play when you're writing music? That's a good question. That's also a question of just like colors. How do you know which crayons to use when you draw a picture? It may be that a composer sits down and tries a few notes in the trumpet, and he says, I like the melody, but it sounds too loud. I need a quieter instrument. And then he'll change it, and he'll put the same notes, for a different instrument, and it really depends on what the composer likes and maybe even what the audience he's writing for will like. Yes? You like my music? You have made my day. I am so happy. That really makes me smile.
There's more over there.
Yes, let's see. Yes, right here. Long notes. I don't know, they just move me. They move my soul. Like when I hear a long note, I just want to dance really slowly. Yes? You like my music too. Very nice. All right. Yes, thank you. Can you say it again one more time for me? Nice and big. Is it easy making music? Well, just like Masumi was saying before, to play an instrument, it can be easy, but only after you've practiced for a long time. And to practice, it can feel really easy and it can be really, really fun. Yes, right here. Nice and loud for me. You know what? They're starting to grow on me, I gotta say. I'm starting to like them. I'm starting to feel like short notes might be the way to go. Maybe a mix of them. We'll see. Yes? Yes, it depends on what mood I'm in. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chicken, sometimes I'm in the mood for salad, and then I that's what I eat. And same thing with the instruments. I'll choose the instruments that way. I think we have time for one more question. Yes, right back here. Which instrument do I like the best? That's a tough one. Let's see here. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the tail. My mother told me that I should play the violin, but I didn't want to, so I played the guitar for a while. You know what? I can't decide. They're all so wonderful. The one I chose for myself to play is the guitar. I like the guitar. It just felt right, and I wanted to play it. I knew I wanted to play it before I had even held one, but you know, I like the way they all sound. I love the way the cello sounds, and I love the way the violas and the violin. And when they play together, it's just like nothing can beat it, you know? So I really like them all. Boys and girls, you've been a wonderful audience, and I think that our narrator has something else he'd like to say.
Well, I'd want to say thank you very much to Wolfgang Amadeus Schmutzenberry and to Beethoven and to the Pacifica Quartet for bringing you guys a great show, don't you think?
And you've been such a great audience. I think it's time where you give yourselves a pat on the back and give yourselves a little round of applause, too. Very nicely done. You really helped Schmutzenberry a lot.
We're really glad you could all come, and we want to say thanks to our listening audience for being here also. In case you wondered what has been going on for the last 45 minutes, it has been kind of a special edition of Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm the host, Kevin Kelly. And this is the first event in this year's Docha Chamber Music Festival, the Downtown Champaign Chamber Music Festival. If you would like to actually see the play you just heard in person, you can do that tomorrow at 1 o'clock for free. in the same place in which we are broadcasting this live right now, which is the Orpheum Theater in downtown Champaign. It's the Orpheum Children's Science Museum, and that will start at 1 o'clock tomorrow, and it's free to anybody who wants to come. There are also lots of other events in the Docha Festival, including some what they're calling pop-up chamber music surprises throughout downtown Champaign during the afternoon, today and tomorrow and Sunday. And then there are official chamber music experiences, performances, events at 7 o'clock tonight and at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, both of them at the Orpheum Theater, and then also on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. There will be another event with some of them with the Pacifica Quartet, some of them with friends of theirs playing some really wonderful music, lots of surprises. Food and drink is available as well, and everything is free. So thanks very much for our listening audience. I guess you all get to go back to school. I'm sorry. I don't have to go back to school, but I do have to go back to work. And to round out this show, I'm going to, for our people in the radio audience, have a little chat here with the composer or the author of this play, who is actually Rami Vamos. And you guys can do what you need to do if you need to take him back. Or you can listen in on the interview. It's entirely up to you. So,
is the interview happening here?
The interview is happening.
Oh, great. Okay.
Should we just do it right here, Mike? We can do it right here on this very stage. You can use this microphone here.
Okay.
It's a very special radio microphone. So I do have a question about, you know, the kids asked you questions about what notes do you like to write and so on, but what got you into writing plays for kids about music?
So I take it, am I still Schmutzenberry right now?
You are now, you can be whoever you want to be. You can be Schmutzenberry or you can be somebody who writes music.
Well, I am. I became a public school music teacher. And I started writing for them lesson plans at first that would help them learn about instruments and learn about music. And the lesson plans became more and more dramatic. And I started to bring in costumes or special guests to come in. And it slowly, they just turned into scripts for programs that I could do after school and in libraries, and I got very into it. And that's how I started working for the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. I'd go for them, and I will write whole shows about form and style and dynamics and whatnot.
So when you do things for Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, what is this a similar age group to what we have here? What grade are you all in? Third grade? Third through fifth grade, all right.
Some
and first
grade. Yeah.
It's, so is this typical of the audience in Lincoln Center or for different age groups?
Yeah, no, Lincoln Center is usually elementary school, usually starting at around second grade those kids come, but I try to make the shows something that would be fun for, if there were younger kids in the audience, they would have something that they would be able to learn about, and the older kids would have something that they would be able to learn as well. So,
in the beginning of this show, you brought in your guitar. Do you often use your own instrument to sort of involve kids in the production?
Yeah, occasionally I'll do that, yes. I'll occasionally try to write. I have written one show all about the guitar. Just there was a school, they wanted to start a guitar program, and they wanted kids to know what the guitar was and know that it had six strings and to know the different kinds of styles of music that could be played on a guitar, and they asked me for a show, and that one I played a lot of guitar. And this one I just played a little bit at the beginning because it's fun and everyone likes the guitar, but I wanted the focus to be just about the string quartet.
And how much does being in costume help you become the character?
Oh, I'm always Schmutzenberry. Even when I take off my costume, I still feel like him. But yeah, it is really fun to put this thing on. I mean, I got this costume at a costume shop. I went looking for some. I didn't even know what I was looking for. I just went into a costume shop thinking, I need something fun. I need something that kids will really like. And I saw this costume, and I took one look at it. And that's when I met Wolfgang Amadeus Schmutzenberry. I said, I got to get this thing. And I put it on, and the character came to life.
And, of course, our radio audience doesn't realize that he's actually in period costume, complete with crazy white wig and
tights. I have tights on.
And tights. And no buckles on the shoes, however.
Yes, I actually wear the costume for the tights. It makes me dance, you know. It's wonderful.
Well, I think we have to get the kids back to school. And I want to say thanks very much, Rami. Wolfgang. Wolfsee. for writing the play and for joining us on Live and Local, and of course on the Downtown Champaign Dochot Chamber Music.
Pleasure was all mine. Thank you. Thank you.
And we're going to hand things back to my colleague Jason Hayes, who is back at WYLL at our studios, and I'm Kevin Kelly here at the Orpheum Theater in Downtown Champaign for Live and Local.
He's going to be with you until 1 o'clock here. I'm going to do a quick rundown of things for the Live and Local calendar for the weekend. Friday, we have Susan Vega at the Tyron Festival Theater in Urbana at 7:30. The Central Illinois Youth Symphony will be performing their spring concert at the Dingledine Music Center on Bradley University campus in Peoria. That begins at 7 p.m. The Parkland In Your Ear Big Band will be at the Iron Post in Urbana, and that will begin at 6:30. R. Keenan Lawyer is going to be performing what he calls the Ambient Guitar Marathon. That's at the Indigo Artist Co-op in Champaign at 8 p.m. Jackie Daly and Matt Kranich, who were guests yesterday on Live and Local, will be performing at the McKinley Presbyterian Church as part of the Piper's Hut Concerts in Champaign at 8 p.m., The Frank Trompeter Quartet will be at Marley's Pub in Springfield at 6 p.m. On Saturday, the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra will be performing New Worlds at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana at 7:30. Sandunga will be at the Iron Post in Urbana at 6, followed by the CU Hard Bop Collective featuring Chip McNeil at 9:30 p.m. Tori Templeton Sextet will be at the Red Herring Coffee House in Urbana at 9 and will be followed by the Dan Pearson Septet at 11 p.m. Also on Saturday, the Wanda Mountain Boys will be performing gospel at the Barn in Pena, Illinois. The UI Wind Symphony will be at the Krannert Center on Sunday beginning at 3 p.m. The Decatur Youth Symphony Orchestra will be performing at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur at 2 p.m. Duke Ellington's Sacred Concert Suites will be at the Music Building Auditorium here in Urbana at 4 p.m. Tim Burns and Friends will be at the Iron Post in Urbana at 7. Lakeland College Community Choir Spring Concert will be at the Lakeland College Theater in Mattoon at begins at 3 p.m. And The Journey of the Dragonfly, a Native American flute odyssey, will be at the Lincoln Land Community College Truder Center in Springfield at 4 p.m. Now we're going to continue with some more Beethoven. This is the first movement from his quartet, Opus 18, number 1 in F major, here on Live and Local. The first movement of Beethoven's quartet, Opus 18, number 1 in F major, as performed by the Colorado String Quartet here on Live and Local. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL-FM HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266AF Urbana and W293AF Danville. WILL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Support comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. Tune in on Monday as Kevin will be speaking with members of the St. Thomas More Theater Department about their upcoming production of The Pirates of Penzance, the classic Gilbert and Sullivan opera. And he will also be speaking with the Station Theater Group as well about their upcoming production titled The Light in the Pizza. That's coming up on Monday on Live and Local.